More news stories now. A local man claims his supercar collection is ruined due to a large housing development. An exclusive wedding venue opens in an historic Norwich mansion, and the home of famous women is now up for sale.
A man with a collection of supercars is locked in a bizarre row over dust on his Porsches, but he's unlikely to get much sympathy. James Harrison lives in a large detached house next to a new housing development where much-needed homes are being built. But he's furious at the dust thrown up from the work, which is collecting on his beloved cars, worth more than £750,000, and blames the developers. He said, "I'm now in a dire situation where my house and cars are getting trashed by the dust and grit from Persimmon Homes, and they're not willing to do anything about it." But don't worry, Mr. Harrison. The Evening News has come up with an ingenious idea to solve your problem. Stick a couple in your double garage, get some car covers for the others, and let the workmen get on with their job.
A teenage chess prodigy made all the right moves as he helped officially launch an event at a newly built care home. Dan Joel Alwyn Christopher, 14, a Year 9 student at Jane Austen College in Norwich, played an exhibition game against tournament director John Wickham to mark the official start of the Great Yarmouth Chess Congress. The match took place in the lounge of Eversley Lodge Nursing Home, the event's principal sponsor. The annual chess tournament attracted more than 100 players nationwide and will be held at the racecourse in Great Yarmouth on April the 26th and 27th.
The former Coleman family home is set to become an exclusive wedding venue. Carrow House in Norwich will begin hosting weddings in its historic orangery, garden room and rose gardens this summer. The King Street site is owned by the Norwich City Council and is currently occupied by Norwich Unity Hub, a social enterprise that turns unused buildings in the city into community spaces for shared use. The venture is a partnership between the organisation and Norwich wedding planners Smoke and Wildwood, who will help manage events at the venue. City Hall bought Carrow House from Norfolk County Council for more than £2 million in 2021, investing a further £1.4 million to refurbish the building with the intention of providing office space for small businesses. But it was discovered after the refurbishment that finding an occupier for part of the building would leave the council liable for more than £100,000 of void business rates on the remainder of the property. The council decided to cease marketing the suite, incurring costs of £70,000 a year in the building's upkeep in the years it sat vacant after its purchase. Norwich Unity Hub took on the tenancy last summer, agreeing to occupy Carrow House for 3 years at a low rate of rent, having also been granted £282,000 in the Neighbourhood Community Infrastructure Levy from the council to support the project. Carrow House currently provides hot desking and permanent office space to more than 20 local organisations, with smaller rooms and its orangery available for one-off events. The venue's doors will now be open to a select number of weddings each year.
A popular store, which is known for its designer labels and range of homeware items, has applied to move into a busy retail park. TK Maxx recently submitted an application to erect a new site at Longwater Retail Park. The store would be built on disused brownfield land off William Frost Way in Cossey, close to fashion giant Next, and employ the equivalent of 33 full-time jobs. The application submitted by Bullen Developments on behalf of TK Maxx is for the erection of a retail unit occupied by TK Maxx with a rear service and delivery depot, car parking and a pedestrian footpath to Dereham Road. The proposed unit would sit on the currently vacant and previously developed land immediately to the east of the existing next unit. The only access to the site is shared with and through the car park of Next, along with the delivery access.
The home where two famous local women were born has come up for sale in Norwich. The townhouse sits in Gurney Court off Magdalen Street and is known locally as the place where both Elizabeth Gurney and Harriet Martineau were born in 1780 and 1802 respectively. Elizabeth Gurney belonged to a very influential family of Quakers, but is best known by her married name of Elizabeth Fry. Under this title, she worked tirelessly to reform prisons and mental asylums. Harriet Martineau was also well known as a social theorist who fiercely campaigned against slavery. The home is in a very central location, which is well connected to Norwich's main amenities, but it has the benefit of a private gate to protect it from the hustle and bustle of the street. It boasts five bedrooms, three of which are on the first floor, while the other two are in the attic. Two of the bedrooms are served by ensuite bathrooms, and there is another family bathroom on the top floor. There is a spacious living area, kitchen with an arga, a garden room and a cellar. In the private garden, there's a well-maintained lawn and a terrace, which is perfect for al fresco dining and entertaining in the summer.